Let's now turn to the extra-biblical holiday of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is an 8-day winter holiday that begins in the Jewish calendar on the 25th of the month of Kislev. It commemorates the victory of the Judeans over the Syrian Greeks and the subsequent rededication of the temple. A central ritual of the holiday is the lighting of a Hanukkiah, which is a 9-branched candelabrum. While many of the paganoia persuasion find Hanukkah as a sort of kosher alternative to Christmas, others find in it many of the same problems as Christian extra-biblical holidays. They feel that it was originally an imitation of the existing pagan winter solstice festivals. There are actually scholars that purport this theory as well. They point to the fact that the Maccabees declare the festival to begin on the same day that exactly 3 years prior, Antiochus instituted idolatrous sacrifices on the temple altar. They surmise that that day, the 25th of Kislev, must have been some kind of pagan festival for Antiochus to give it that kind of special attention. The Encyclopedia Judaica rejects this theory. Certain critics conjectured that the origin of Hanukkah was either a festival of the Hellenized Jews or even an idolatrous festival that occurred on the 25th of Kislev. Antiochus had therefore chosen the day to commence the idolatrous worship in the temple. No allusion can be found in the sources to bear out this surmise. Hanukkah is not connected in any way except by calendarical coincidence with the celebrations of the shortest day of the year, the birthday of the sun, or with the feasts of the Greek god Dionysius. Furthermore, the celebration of the winter solstice is based on a solar calendar, while Hanukkah is based on the biblical lunar calendar. Instead, Hanukkah was originally celebrated as a second Sukkot, because during the battles with the Syrian Greeks, the Jewish people were unable to celebrate the Feast of Sukkot properly. Therefore, in the same vein that the Torah prescribed a second Passover for those who were unable to celebrate the first, the Maccabees celebrated a second Sukkot, complete with lulavs and booths for 8 days. It's all documented in the Book of Maccabees. Furthermore, for believers in Yeshua, it is significant that our Master is noted as being in the temple during the Feast of Dedication, which is Hanukkah. We read in John chapter 10, verses 22 to 23. At that time, the Feast of Dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Yeshua was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. For the Master to make the long and difficult journey to Jerusalem by foot in the winter gives us a good indication that he not only celebrated Hanukkah, but felt it was an important holiday as well. It would then appear that unless we think that, God forbid, our Master participated in Avodah Zarah, then Hanukkah does not have pagan origins. There are many other Jewish practices that have been accused as being borrowed from the pagans, and to be honest, at some point things border on the ridiculous. The paganoid crowd seems to fear a demon under every rock and a pagan custom behind every Jewish practice. For example, there is the accusation that the Jewish practice of lighting candles on Friday night is an imitation of some ancient idolatrous ritual. So why do Jews light candles on Friday night? Since the Torah forbids lighting a fire on Shabbat, from ancient times, Jews would light candles or oil lamps right before the sun went down in order to have light in their houses on the Sabbath when it got dark. This was probably a luxury that was not done on every other night of the week. Rather, most people would just go to bed when it got dark, so naturally it turned into an important ritual. The fact that candles are used in many different world religions, such as Sikhism, Buddhism, and Hinduism, does not make candles pagan any more than the fact that people of the world religions wearing shoes does not make shoes pagan. Speaking of things people wear, there is also the assertion that the practice of Jewish men having their heads covered is also linked to some sort of ancient pagan custom. This practice most likely developed as an extension of the Torah's laws commanding the priests to have their heads covered while serving in the temple. The modern small circular disc worn by Jewish men called a kippah, or in Yiddish, yarmulke, thus becomes the smallest, most inconspicuous hat that one could cover his head with and still be deemed acceptable in Judaism. It's just a matter of trying to make a small hat, but in reality, any hat serves the same purpose and satisfies the tradition. Were there other foreign religions which also had men cover their heads? Yes, but as we are learning, just because there is a parallel does not automatically mean there is association.